This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin on this Wednesday with some energy news, the subtext of which is the market is going to do what the market wants to do. We are talking coal specifically here, and some new numbers from the U.S. Energy Information Administration showing coal consumption in this economy is on track to hit a near 40-year low. That's despite President Trump's winning campaign promise to save the American coal industry by rolling back environmental regulations and therefore making it easier for mines and power plants to do business. There are some new rules and updates coming out from the Environmental Protection Administration this week. We are told to continue on that deregulatory path. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, that may not be enough to change the energy economy's mind.
Coal is still a major source of energy in the United States, but coal consumption dropped about 4% in the last year. That decline is likely to continue. Leah Stokes studies the energy sector as an assistant professor at UC Santa Barbara.
Cheaper alternatives and competitive natural gas, as well as, you know, making coal more expensive through environmental regulations has really led to a drop in coal.
Stokes says even if new EPA rules ease the restrictions on coal power plants, many of them have already shut down and more closures are planned. It's unlikely to make economic sense to restart shuttered plants, but
if environmental regulations are weakened, you could imagine that some of these plants at the margin might be a little more competitive.
The National Mining Association declined comment, and the American Coal Council didn't have anyone available to talk today about the latest energy report. For the industry, there are more challenges than cheap natural gas and regulatory hurdles. New technologies are increasing energy efficiency and making wind and solar more competitive. Seth Feaster is with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
The economics in this at the present time are so powerful that the transformation is happening in this industry regardless of what the policies are coming out of Washington.
But new policies may still give the coal industry a bit of a reprieve. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.